Migraines are much more common in Australia than previously thought, with one in three women suffering from them. That's the headline finding of what's believed to be the first comprehensive analysis of the neurological condition in Australia. And advocates say it doesn't get enough attention. National Health Equity reporter Caitlin Gribben.
Yeah, look.
Kate May starts each morning with a similar routine.
Yeah.
Getting out of the house, walking, stretching my legs. I have a little dog that I take on a walk every day, and those sort of things kind of keep me together.
This approach, Kate says, makes tackling each day a little easier. The Melbourne woman lives with chronic illnesses, one of them being chronic migraine, a complex neurological condition.
Quite acute migraine symptoms, dizziness, pain on one side of your face, nausea, fatigue, all those sorts of things. For me, those symptoms just kind of happen every day and blur together. There's not really a break in it.
A new survey is shedding more light on the prevalence of migraine, particularly in women.
I did not realise that we would have up to one in three women experiencing migraine in Australia.
Sarah White is the chief executive of Jean Hales for Women's Health. The organisation partnered with Migraine and Headache Australia for what's believed to be the first comprehensive Australian analysis of migraine rates in women. They wanted to look closer at the disease affecting 4.9 million Australians. Three quarters of sufferers are women. In fact, migraine is the leading cause of disability worldwide for women aged 18 to 49.
8 in 10 women in the survey talking about how their work's been affected, physical health has been affected. We've had a lot of discussion in Australia, which has been incredibly welcome, about having things like menstrual leave or menopause leave or flexible working provisions for women's menstrual and menopause issues in the workplace. What this report is doing is saying, well, hang on a minute, women's health is not just about menstrual and menopause issues.
A 2018 Deloitte report estimated migraine cost the Australian economy $35.7 billion annually. So why is the brain disorder more common in women than men? Experts say it's largely thought to be related to sex hormones, as well as genetic, environmental and social factors. More than 3,600 women participated in the Jean Hales survey earlier this year. Its findings, Alfred Hospital neurologist Emma Foster says, are eye-opening.
I think this might be a bit of a surprise perhaps to people who aren't in the migraine space. I think this really draws attention to how incredibly common it is.
Experts previously estimated around 20% of Australian women were affected by the condition. Kate May hopes the survey will help grow understanding of migraine, which she says is far more than just a bad headache.
The amount of times I've been told that's just stress, you're just not coping very well, and that leads to this real under-recognition of what's going on and puts up barriers in support and treatments that can actually help us.
That's Kate May, who lives with chronic migraine, ending Caitlin Gribben's report.